Calling all B2B salespeople, sales leaders, and business owners. This is The Path Less Taken, the show that helps you embrace uncertainty, expand potential, and drive growth. Get ready to boldly invite change in as you carve out your own unique path. Now here's your host, Bernadette McClelland.
Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Path Less Taken show. I had somebody email into me asking me the difference between winging it and intuition. So I thought this week we would look at leveraging intuition for our sales success. Now, when we think about the word intuition, immediately what comes to mind is gut feel, that feeling that we get almost like that sixth sense. And it is a superpower. In business, however, the word intuition doesn't really carry as much value or as much gravitas as I think it could. When you think about business today, it's all around KPIs, it's all around the numbers, it's all around KPAs, it's all around forecasting, it's all around targets and budgets, it's all around metrics. At what point does intuition come into achieving those outcomes? I mean, when you think about intuition, I mean, you seriously think about it. You're sitting at a boardroom table, you're having a management meeting, you're talking about metrics and numbers and forecasting, and somebody turns around and says, you know what, please tell me, what does your intuition tell us that's going to happen this month? That just doesn't happen. But we need to realize that as sales professionals, as sales leaders, as salespeople and business owners, we do have this superpower. And it reminded me of a time back when I was in corporate, when I was working for Xerox, actually, and it was end of financial year. And I had been working with this particular technical education organization, and I'd been working with them for a good year. And the solution that I was proposing was a rather big ticket item to replace their print room equipment. So it was a substantial deal. My manager and his manager, they called me in, and you know, this had been going on, and just like a lot of you out there, you've got deals that kind of are in the pipeline for that little bit too long, and there's just something, you try to close them, but there's just something that says, oh, you know what, it didn't work that time, it may not work this time. And you keep it in the pipeline and you kind of have this hope strategy happening. Well, sometimes there's a gut feel that tells you that it's okay to keep them there, but it has to be based on evidence. So let me explain what I mean. They called me in and they said, look, you know what, go and give them another carrot to dangle and go in, take the contract and get it signed. So I did. I made an appointment and went to this technical education center, and the meeting was with the print room manager and it was also with the director. Now, I'd been working with them for quite a while. I had listened, I'd read between the lines, I had noticed that it didn't matter what carrot we had dangled over the 12 months prior, there was no sense of urgency on their behalf. So I'm sitting in the room with them with the contract to be signed. And I said, the reason I'm here today, you probably know the reason I'm here today, it's to offer you an incentive to sign for the end of the year. And I said, but I'm not going to ask you to sign it. Now, that was really, I could tell, I could pick up on body language. And the director, he leaned back in his chair and he leaned forward and he said, I'm so glad to hear you say that. If you had offered us one more deal, one more carrot, you would never have got the deal. And so it took an extra couple of months, but I got that business 100%. So what was that all about? That was me leaning in to my gut feel. And when you are attuned to your intuition, you pick up on things. You pick up on body language. You know, you pick up if you're with somebody from a client engagement perspective and they are nodding with you and they are asking questions and they are leaning forward and they are making eye contact, then you're good to go. But if you're sitting there and none of that is happening, they're looking at their watch, they're giving you short, sharp answers, your intuition is kicking in to say this is not the right time or they are not interested. But if you keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing, you will more than likely be in that situation where you will not get the business. The same is when it comes to decision making. You know, if you are new to sales and you aren't aware of the fact that your decision maker, maybe your champion, may be giving you a yes at their level, and they say to you, it's got to go further up the chain, or our culture here, we have a hierarchy, and you are not leaning into that, and you start hassling them and following them up, then you're not really tuning in to the intuitive insights that experience provides you. And when we talk about intuition, it being a superpower, what intuition does is in moments where you have to make quick decisions, where you have to read the play, you access this vast reservoir of knowledge and past experiences where you are able to pick up on the cues. You're able to pick up on the nuances. And it means that your ability to read the play is stronger. Now, I know a few years ago, the United States military spent around $4 million on research on intuition because they wanted to know why some of the troops that came back from Iran and Iraq, why they were able to say, you know what, gut feel told us to go that way and not that way. And if we'd stuck to the rules, we wouldn't be here today. So I really wanted to kind of lean in and to just have you think a little differently about tapping in to that resource, that superpower, that internal tool that you have called intuition. And when the front part of your brain, that executive part, that decision-making part of your brain, and the limbic part, the emotional part, when they kind of join forces, it enables you from a social interaction, from a decision-making perspective, and, you know, from an emotional connection perspective, it enables you to really own that part of you when it comes to engaging with people or decision-making. So I wanted to share that with you today. There is a difference between that and just winging it. I mean, we can go further into that later in another episode, but winging it is not the same as gut feel. So on that note, have a little think. Think about where is it that perhaps you can lean into some of those experiences and that knowledge and start to trust yourself, start to trust your gut that little bit more in your decision-making and in your client engagement. On that note, have an amazing day. I'm wishing you lots of flow, lots of ease. And of course, when flow and ease go together, you get business growth. So until next week, have an amazing day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to The Path Less Taken. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. If you found value in today's content, please share with others and leave a rating and a review. For more information or to connect with your host, visit www.salesleadersglobal.com. Thanks again for listening.